We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi ben Menachem Mishnah Mecham Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Me'ilah Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. Nasan lo pruta. Here's a case where someone gives a shaliach a pruta of hekdesh money, unaware that this is hekdesh money. And the question we'll see is whether or not the case under discussion is a case where the shaliach in fact carried out the mission of the mishalech, the one who sent him. And if that's the case, Me'ilah is violated by the one who sent him, because shlucho shalodam kamoso will apply, even though it's an Avera. Or do we say, no, he didn't really carry out the agency in such a case, and therefore the Shaliach is the one who violates Me'ilah. So what happened in this case was, Nasa la Pruta, he, the Mishalech, gave the Shaliach a Pruta of Hekdesh. Sharmalo, Haveli, Bechetzia, names of Bechetzia, Psilos. Not unaware that this is really a Hekdesh coin. He says, do me a favor, spend half of the money on Neros, on the containers, the little Kalim, little cups in which we put the oil and the wicks. Those are the Neros, uvechetzia psilos. In the other half of that pruta, I want you to spend on buying psilos and buying wicks. What did he do? He didn't exactly do what he was asked to do. Halach vehevi lo bekula neros or bekula psilos. Instead of spending half on neros, half on psilos, he spent the entire pruta on neros, or maybe the entire pruta on psilos. Oh, sha'amalo haveli bekula neros. Oh, bekula psilos, or maybe the reverse. He was asked to spend the pruta on completely on neros, or completely on psilos, on wicks. Halach vehevi lo bechetzia neros vechetzia psilos. But he did. But he only spent half a pruta on. He spent half a pruta on neros and half a pruta on psilos. Instead of spending the whole pruta completely on neros and completely on psilos. So says the Mishnah, shnehem lo malu. In this case, both have not violated Me'ilah. So the Bar Tanur explains why. Balabais lo ma'al. Balabais doesn't violate Me'ilah because you can't see the agency was accomplished. Sharei lo nasis shlichuso bepruta. The pruta that he wanted spent was not spent properly. So it was, well, part of what he asked him to do, he did. He bought him, so let's say in the first case, do me, buy me half neros, half psilos. So he bought kula neros. So the problem is that it's true he did, part of what he did was some of what he bought was correct because he bought Neros. But the problem is that he spent all the money on Neros. So how much money, what shlichus was done? There was shlichus that was done only with a half a pruta. So only half a pruta was spent on the mission that he was asked to do. Well, half a pruta, there's no violation of Me'ilah. So that's why the Balabais is not Moel, because his shlichus was not completely done with the pruta. Only half of the pruta was spent on his shlichus. V'ha-shaliach lomal. Nor can we say that the shaliach violates Me'ilah. Shalo akar shlichuso shabalabais bepruta. He didn't spend a full pruta on uprooting the shlichus of the Balabais. He didn't, what did he do? He spent half a pruta on uprooting. He did something different, only a half a pruta worth. The other half a pruta, he actually did what the Balabais asked him to do. Ubepachos mi pruta lekachiv mi'ilah. And less than a pruta, there's no violation of mi'ilah. So in this case, shnehem lo malu. Aval the Mishnah continues him. Amar lo haveli v'chetzia neros b'malkom ploni. Uvechetzia psilos b'malkom ploni. But let's say he told him, do me a favor, spend this pruta, once again, unaware that he's giving him a hekdesh pruta, spend half of the pruta on candles, neros from this place, and half of it on wicks from this other place. V'halach v'hevi lo neros mi beis psilos upsilos mi beis neros. And in this case, what did he do? He spent the money, he bought wicks from the wrong places. He, both halves of the instructions, he didn't fulfill. So he brought the neros from the wrong place and the psilos from the wrong place. So they hear when the Mishnah says, ha-shaliach mal. In this case, the shaliach's moel, says the Bar Tanur, why? She'akar shlichos shalabalabais, bein besilos, bein beneros. Because he uprooted the shlichus, the agency of the balabais, both regarding psilos, the wicks, and regarding the neros. V'yesh b'shnei, and pruta, and you put the two together, that was a full pruta worth of being oker. And since he didn't do what he was asked to do, so it's the shaliach who violates me'ilah. Perek Vav Mishnah Dala. Nasalo shtei prutos. In this case, you have someone who sent a shaliach, gave him two prutos of hekdesh, not knowing it was hekdesh. Amar lo haveli esrog. And he says, take these two prutos and buy me an esrog. What does that mean? He wants him to spend the full two prutos on a nice esrog. V'halach v'hevi lo bepruta esrog bepruta rimon. And what did he do? He instead spent one pruta on an esrog and one pruta on a pomegranate. Shnei Amali, they both violate Me'ilah. Both violate Me'ilah. Well, full pruta was spent on an esrog, so that means that there is part of the mission was accomplished, and it's a full pruta worth, so Me'ilah is violated. A full pruta was uprooted, was spent on a pomegranate that he didn't want. So therefore, the Shaliach is also moel. But the Bar Tuna says that the case under discussion is the following. Who sheyehe oso ha'esrog shoveh shnei prutos kemo shanas al bal habayis. In fact, says the Bar Tuna, based on the Gemara, that the case under discussion, where in fact we can say that both are moel, when and in fact, a part of the mission was accomplished, is where the esrog that he bought actually was worth two prutos. He spent a pruta on it. He got a discount, though. So in the end, it was really a two pruta esrog that he got for a pruta. So that's why Balabais mal. Okay, that's why we can say that Balabais violates Me'il in such a case. Kevin shekana lo ashalech kamo she'amar, because he bought what he asked him to do, v'shava kamo she'nasano, and it's worth what he asked him to spend on it. Because if he really spent a pruta and he only bought, and the esrog that he bought was really only, he didn't get a discount, it was really only a pruta worth, could you say that he accomplished what the mashalech asked him to accomplish? That's not what the balabai asked him to buy. He asked him to buy an esrog with two prutos, and he spent only one pruta, and he bought him an esrog worth one pruta. But if in our case we're saying no, he did spend one pruta on it, true, but the esrog he got was a discounted esrog, and it was really a two pruta worth esrog, so then indeed we can say the balabai is was moel, because mission accomplished. But also v'hashaliach ma'al, continues the Bar Tanura, share kana rimon bepruta midato, because he decided of his own das, he made his own decision to buy for the balabais a pomegranate worth of pruta, shelo b'shlichus balabais, without the shlichus of balabais at all. So that's why in such a case we say shnehem ma'alu. Then the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer balabais lo ma'al. Balabais actually does not violate Me'ilah. He disagrees with the Tanakhama. We do not say that mission accomplished. The fact that he bought him an esrog, and in this case, even the way we understood it, he bought him a two pruta esrog. Why not? Oh, my Lord, because Balabais can say to the Shaliach, I didn't violate Me'ilah. You think you accomplished my mission. Esrog gadol ha'yisi mevakesh. I wanted a larger esrog. So explains the Bar Tanura, da amar lo the Shaliach ilu ha'yisa kone esrog b'shtei prutos k'moshon ha'satilach. Had you spent the two prutos on an esrog, and you're telling me the esrog are more discounted, ha'yot mevi li esrog gadol shav arba prutos, you would have bought me an esrog with four prutos. Achshav shalom Asata ela pruta. The fact that you only spent one pruta on the esrog and used the other one for a pomegranate that I didn't want. Hey, they sold the esrog shavishtei prutos shukatan vara. You bought me a smaller and an inferior esrog, inferior quality, because you spent one pruto and got a two prutos worth esrog. You could have spent the two prutos I asked you to and you've brought home a four prutos value esrog of superior quality. And that's the Rabbi Yehuda. We don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda has a good claim. I really wanted a larger esrog. You brought me one that's katan vara, and therefore the balabais, according to Rabbi Yehuda, has not violated Me'ilah, only the shaliach. What about this case? Nasan lo dinar zahav. The balabais, gave him a dinar. Dinar zahav is equal to 25 silver coins. So it's a lot of money. And what did he tell him to buy with that? That this is a hektesh coin, and the balabais is unaware that it's hektesh. Amala haveli choluk, buy me a shirt. Vahalach vehevi lo bishlosha choluk uvishlosha talis. And he spent three. Now we have to do a little bit of the math. The dinozov is worth 25 silver coins. When we say shlosha in the Mishnah, we really mean three and a half. Three and a half, meaning three selah and a half a dinar. So three selah and a half a dinar plus three selah and a half a dinar equals 25 dinarim. And that's the dinozarv. So he wanted him to spend the full dinozarv, 25, the full dinozarv, the full golden dinar, which is 25 dinarei kesef, 25 silver coins. He wanted to spend all of that. He wanted the shalach to buy a shirt worth that full value. What did he do? He spent half of the money on a chaluk, on a shirt, and half of it he bought a talis. He figured, let me buy, I'll buy him, he needs an overcoat as well. Shnei hamalu. They both violate Mila, says Tanakama. The case case is the same idea as the Gemara explains in the previous case, where the chaluk that he bought for three selah and a plus was really worth the full dinar zav. He got a discount on the shirt. So therefore, he did the full me'ila, but he also was able to buy a talus as well. So the chacham therefore says, shneihem ma'alu, why they both violate me'ila? And once again, the Hevi lo b'shalosh chaluk b'shalosh talis shneihem ma'alu, because he accomplished everything and even spent the money, the full money, getting the value what he wanted. And Rabbi, and of course shaliach was ma'al because he bought a talis. The Baal Bais didn't ask for a talis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, same argument. Baal Bais lo ma'al. No, the Baal Bais doesn't violate mila. Shu Omer lo. You know what he can tell the shaliach chaluk gadol yisim mevakech. I wanted a larger shirt. You could have gotten a more expensive shirt. They were on sale. You got a discount if you had. You spent the full dinars of the full golden coin, the full 25 silver coins on a shirt and not split it half and half, even though you happen to have gotten the full value of what I asked you to get. They were on a discount. I could have gotten a larger one, a more expensive one, a superior quality, and you bought me one that's katan vira.